Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you, honey. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Before we start the meeting, once again, I sadly ask you to join me in a moment of silence as we remember three Bridge luminaries who passed away recently. Richard Freeman, first I'm going to give you a bit of history about him. In the 1954 National Tournament Program, his name is listed as one of the 36 Life Masters in the Washington area. He held the title of the youngest Life Master for many years. So Richard Freeman was appointed to a Goodwill member in 1959 in this district, though he moved on, and was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2001. Louise Wegman was the 2001 Goodwill Member of the Year. And Jean Fried was a very special Goodwill Ambassador of Bridge. It is the memories that we have of them that makes the sadness of their passing bearable. Please join me in the moment of silence. Thank you. My assistant chair, Bonnie Bagley, and I welcome you to this 81st Summer North American Bridge Championship Goodwill Meeting and Reception. And I have to tell you that we have our newest Goodwill member here, and he's out there looking at all of you. So if you would say hello to Bob L., please give him a hand. He's going to be pinned in the near future. Now, during the summer, I was asked if the charity committee could make their presentation at our meeting. I was delighted. Think of this. While we play the game we love, we are helping raising money for those agencies that are helping people in need. What greater show of goodwill is there? Today's presenters are Fred King and Margot Hennings. Would you please come up?
Hello, everyone. I'm actually standing in for Joan Lewis, who is our charity chair for this, our local charity chair for this NABC, and she has been unavoidably delayed. So what I would like to just take this opportunity, the locals really wanted to do this at the Goodwill reception, and Eileen very nicely said that this would be a nice thing to do. So at each NABC, as you know, the ACBL National Charity Foundation graciously has a check for $5,000, and it allows the local committee to choose the recipient of this check. And there was a committee that met with Joan as the chair, and the committee was, everybody was asked to bring three or four alternatives for the charities that they would like, and overwhelmingly the function of them was food banks. And that is in fact what we have chosen, was the Capital Area Food Bank. And if my information off the website is correct, the Capital Area Food Bank is the largest public nonprofit hunger and nutrition education resource in Washington, D.C. And each year it distributes 20 million pounds of food, including 6 million pounds of fresh produce to over 700 partner agencies. It was founded on Martin Luther King's birthday, January 15, 1980, immediately after significant cuts in the food stamp program. And thousands of churches, synagogues, mosques, and other secular nonprofit organizations developed programs to try to fill the gap of this enormous governmental shift. So since the late 80s and early 70s, hunger has nearly been eliminated because of the food stamp program, but after the years that it was cut, other agencies needed to step in. So at this time, I would like to ask Lynn Brantley, who is the CEO of the Capillary Food Bank, to come up and receive her check.
Absolutely, please.
Just want to say thank you, and Bob Levy's been a friend for a long time to the Capital Area Food Bank, and when he called and told me about this, it touched my heart in a very special way. In my den, I have a card table. It's an inlaid wooden card table that my family used to play bridge on, so it's with very warm memories and wonderful time. I never learned to play bridge, but I know my folks took it very seriously. The whole thing in with cards is that you never know what kind of cards are coming your way. And in life, that's so true. Here in the metropolitan Washington area, there are over 633,000 people at risk of hunger. That's people living below, not below the poverty line, but 185% of poverty. And that means a family of four that has to live on $36,000. In Washington, that's very difficult. In Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, one out of two children is at risk of hunger. That doesn't portend well in terms of how we build a strong and safe society. So the food bank is about ensuring that people can eat and that they can eat every day and that there's good, nutritious food on the table. For every dollar that you give to the food bank, we're able to put three meals out into the community. So this is very significant, and I'm deeply touched by what you do, and I thank you so very, very much.
Don't go away. I just want to tell you, it's never too late to learn bridge.
Exactly. That's
you've got the table. Right. Exactly. Right.
Okay.
Well, Lynn, in addition to the national organization having this charity money available, each of the districts, there are 25 districts that make up the American Contract Bridge League. And on a rotating basis, the districts are also have sums of money to give away. And District 6, which represents all of the units basically in Maryland, D.C., and all of Virginia, also wanted to make a contribution. So we have an additional check for another $5,000 to the food bank.
Yes, it does. I just want to add one more thing. I know that you're here from all over the country and the world, probably. There are food banks probably in many of your districts, Norfolk, many places around the country. There are over 200 food banks such as ours. So get involved in your local communities.
Thank you. And our charity chair just walked in. Joan Lewis, would you wave your hand? And there you go. Joni's the one responsible.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that was beautiful. All right. We applaud District Director Nandine Wood for her choice of tournament chairs, Margot Hennings and Fred King, who you just met. And they, in turn, have put together a very effective and caring tournament committee. And with the help of many volunteers, from the start to this moment, everything and everyone have been super. Please welcome Nandine Wood. This is a very professional group with experience at Washington NABCs. But before Nandine comes up, as a side note, wait a minute. I wanted to give you time to get up. So that was it. Oh my, what can I tell you? As a side note, we want to be sure to recognize that this is a special day for one of the local committee chairs. Please join me in wishing entertainment chair Bob Dolan a very happy birthday. She certainly is doing a masterful job.
Thank you so much.
Well, this is the fourth national tournament at this hotel that I've been deeply associated with, you might say. 1984 and 1993, I was the tournament chairman. Then I had the good sense to get Margaret to be the tournament chairman, and I thought I could rest and relax and just be the host district director in 2002 and then this one in 2009, but somehow I'm not relaxing and just I'm still very busy. good. But I did want to say one thing, and Eileen hasn't mentioned that we kicked off here with a Hall of Fame banquet for which she was properly honored as a recipient of the Blackfoot Award. And she doesn't like to, what she says, toot her own horn, but I think I'm tooting it for her. Toot toot. And another recipient of the Blackwood Award, and this was the one for last year that we waited to this year to give out, and that was Jerry Macklin, as all of us know very well. And we waited to this year mostly so that his widow, Trudy, could attend the ceremony. She hasn't been in particularly good health. She could come and did come, and those of us who saw her, that was great, but she couldn't make the big trip to California last year. But, of course, both Trudy and Jerry were on the Goodwill Committee. But to my way of thinking, Trudy gets the Goodwill Award. Jerry always got all the other awards and accolades, but Trudy was the one who did all of the, she did the scoring when needed, she did the fill-in partnerships when needed, she smiled at the customers when needed, when Jerry had to go off, she ran the games by herself when needed, she raised four children, she did everything with a smile on her face. And I just want to officially acknowledge that. I'm sorry she couldn't make it back here again to hear that. But I told her exactly. I says, I'm going to acknowledge you at the Goodwill meeting. This is what I'm going to say. So
let's give her a hand.
Give her a hand. Thank you. Okay. And thank you all for coming. And we'll keep at it.
We would like to welcome those Goodwill members attending their first Goodwill meeting. So please stand and introduce yourself and tell us where you're from. And even if you have been a Goodwill member for a long, long time, we know that we go to different districts all the time, and sometimes you just can't make it. So we just want you to get up and tell us who you are so that we can applaud you, and we will save our applause till the end, till the last person gets up. Now, so who do we have that's brand new, that has not been here before? Okay, so tell us who you are and where you're from.
I'm Nan Massey. Jefferson Bridge Association in Charlottesville, Virginia.
And thank you for coming.
I'm David Brock from the Western Mass Bridge Association in Western Massachusetts.
Great.
And I'm Carol Gadd
in 146. And my name is Don Berman. I'm the president of the local unit, 147 Washington, D.C. And I welcome all of you to our meeting.
No, wait, we have a few more.
Wilson, District 14, Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Nancy Wilson, District 14, Unit
216,
Des Moines, Iowa.
Thank you.
Bill Schreiber, Los Angeles, District 23.
So we cover the whole country, and we thank you all for being here. Now, every member of this group is very special to us, and as we meet in different districts, we'd like to honor the local district members. So it is you. So if you are from District 6, this reception is in your honor. This reception is to honor you for all the times that you have put in, all the work that you have put in, all the care that you have put in to this district and to this game. So please stand so we can let you know how happy we are to be here with you. District 6, please. So, please welcome our President, Jerry Fleming, who I am sure wants to welcome you. Jerry?
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here in Washington, D.C., among you. This is my third trip to the Mid-Atlantic in the last couple of 3 months, and all of them have been not only rewarding, but they've also been an eye-opener as to all the work and all the volunteer effort that's put in here in the Mid-Atlantic, but everywhere in ACBL land. We just can't do it without the volunteers that we have, the club owners, the managers, the tournament, whatever you do in the tournament to make it a success. On behalf of ACBL and the board of directors, I want to thank you all very much for all of that. And I'm really, really happy to be here. I've had a ball, and you guys have made that happen for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Okay. And it's always a pleasure to hear from Jay Baum, who I'm a man who works tirelessly on our behalf. Did he just leave? No. It's always a pleasure, Jay. What can I tell you? I make a list of people tell me who they don't want to listen to, and you're not one of them.
Well, let me see if I can't cure that right now. I'm now a retread. This is my second time around in Washington, D.C., and I have to say it's just getting better. Some of the things that you have put together have been fabulous. The tournament, obviously, as you know, the numbers are very, very good. The hotel has been great. We've had little things where they needed help, and we helped them, and they helped us, and everyone seems to be having a wonderful time. I'm sure we will be back again, and I do want to compliment Margo and Fred for the committees you put together. They've done a fabulous job, and I don't know what more we can do to make things good, but other than not have me talk any longer, I do want to, there's some, who I really am, I'm the father of Bob L. That's all I have.
I just have to tell you that this is the most exciting tournament for me. I wasn't going to say anything until Nadine Wood said something, but I cannot believe, I thought in Houston that I would blow my mind but with that announcement that this was, I was going to be inducted here. But to come here and have my family, my children, my grandchildren, and all my friends, all the teachers I ever had, and boy, they know I'll never be a bridge player, but they know that this is what I love to do. So I just want to tell you that this will be in my memory book for life. This is the most exciting thing that has happened to me outside of my life with my family, my children, and grandchildren. And it isn't me that really won this award. It's you. It's all the work that the people have done all over the country. And so I have to really take off my hat to you and thank you all for the being so supportive of the idea of goodwill and taking it to the local clubs and making everybody feel that we really need them here. We want them because this is a great game and we are a wonderful community. That's all. Now, The Jane, that was just off the cuff, so what can I tell you? The Jane Johnson Awards for Customer Service were presented to Priscilla Smith and Wendy Sullivan. Priscilla is the queen of the newcomer games and admittedly says that she speaks their language. We also know that they must appreciate her sense of humor. And we are delighted that her mother is here with us today. It really is an honor that you both came. And it is no surprise that the award was presented to our Ask Me Girl. Just the other day, I was talking with one of the Marriott staff who worked with her. And I said, you know, we think Wendy is great. And the lady answered, she is the best. I've worked with hundreds of event people, and they don't come like her. So that's a pretty nice endorsement. There is a rumor that they are called the two princesses. And their tiaras are on order. So will you both get up so that everyone can give you a hand? We are very honored to have with us today the president of the European Bridge League, whose name I am sure I am going to mispronounce. But it's Gianna Rigo Roma. Would you please welcome him? Please get up. And we're honored to have with us today some of the winners of the team trials that were held recently in Las Vegas. And also, I have to tell you that the Washington area has a lot of people going to the team trials, event in San Paulo. The open teams have your Steve Robinson and Peter Boyd, who recently received the Sportsmanship Award at their Hall of Fame dinner, who is a former district member, Kit Woolsey. They're on the open team. And on the women's team is Beth Palmer. So this district can proudly claim that they probably have the most people playing for the United States from one district. So we applaud them and we wish them the best of everything. So will you get up so that they can see who you are? Please stand. All the people who are part of the team event. Okay. Now, I'm trying to do it right. So now I have something else to tell you. Besides our North American championships being played by humans, the ACBL is hosting a world championship played by robots. 10 software developers have entered their bridge-playing robots in the 13th annual World Computer Bridge Championship. This is truly an international affair with 7 different countries represented. Al Levy, the coordinator of the event, reports that the robots are on their best behavior. So the games are being played in Balcony C, if anyone is interested in seeing it. So I guess you caught them right in the beginning. So that's the news. District 25 will be sharing their district director, Richard DiMartino, in 2010 with the entire ACBL. He is our president-elect. Now, a little bit of news, what's going on. In Houston, the Educational Foundation provided a grant for the first residential 5-day youth bridge camp. It was held June 28th to July 5th and was with students the ages of 11 to 15. Plans are being made to hold the second from July 3rd to 8th in 2010, and Unit 223 is looking for bridge-playing college students to fill camp counselor positions. So if anyone here knows of someone who might be interested and capable of filling that position, please contact Mary Beth Shaw, who is a member of our Educational Foundation. And since we're talking about the youth, I would like to call upon Patty Tucker, who you all either know now or surely will know in the future, the person who is putting her heart and soul in the new youth programs, once again highlighting the young people for their passion, sportsmanship, and ethics for the game of bridge, because they, in fact, are our future. Patty?
Hi, everyone. The Youth North American Bridge Championships are going to start Thursday. They'll be up here in this Thurgood Marshall Ballroom area. I hope all of you come by and see the kids. You've probably seen, probably 20 or 30 of them are already here warming up. They're really getting in the mood for things. They're excited. For most of them, this is their first experience with a North American Bridge Championship. Two of my local kids are here, and I talked to their parents, and I said, well, you know, have y'all sightseed yet? And they said, no, they're playing bridge. But they're planning on taking a day off tomorrow and taking the kids out to see some cultural activities. I want to tell you that the local District 6 people, we had a co-chair. My co-chair is Suzanne Abrams, which is one of your local people here in District 6. She has put together a great volunteer staff out of your members, and they have just done a fabulous job of getting everything on track on this end. It would have been impossible to try and put on this Youth North American Bridge Championship without the local support that we've gotten. It's just been fabulous. So when you see Suzanne, and I would mention some of the other people, I'm going to leave some names out, but Ellen Rosenthal's doing partnerships, Fred Gramlich's doing registration, who you know, and Sean Stringer's handled the volunteers, and she's got lots of people volunteering time and effort and really helping to make things work for this. So give her some thanks when you see her. Come by and see the kids. They're just fabulous. Thought we were going to have about 130, but now I'm thinking maybe like 160. People keep calling, telling me they're coming. So it's going to be a fabulous event, and please come by, say hello, and make the kids feel welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty, for all you do. The National Goodwill Committee is now accepting nominations for the 2010 Goodwill Member of the Year. We bestow this annual honor upon an ACBL member who has continually exhibited unselfish dedication to the causes of good conduct, ethical behavior, and who has made bridge contributions above and beyond the call of duty. We invite you to nominate an outstanding fellow ACBL member from your bridge community who qualifies for this honor by submitting your candidate's detailed qualifications no later than October 30th, 2009. Unit boards may submit nominations only. We are unable to accept nominations from an individual. We used to get a lot of nominations from individuals, but that really became too hard to handle, so that's why we are doing that. You know, we always have a mystery person of the hour, and today is no exception. But first I need an assistant, so I'm calling on David Rodney, who the locals all know. This gentleman with his wife Avril has worked three nationals in very primary positions. In 93, he was in charge of babysitting, and in 2002, transportation, and now you will see him always at the registration desk, and has always done an outstanding job. David Rodney, would you come up and accept an honorary appointment to the Goodwill Committee before your talk? I want you to know about our surprise person, but I want you to know that we think that you are so exceptional that we want you as part of our family. Come on up.
Just a second, I'm a little slow. Okay, this is going to fall off. I'll fix it later. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. This is really great. I didn't, the last thing I was expecting. I'm really glad to see that, and What I want you all to do is come down to the registration desk and pick up your umbrellas, because I can't leave until I've got rid of 5,000 of them. Thank you very much. Margot, could you come up here, please? Margot is the mystery guest of the evening, who we wanted to honour tonight, and as the ACBL Goodwill Member of the Year. And not quite. About a week ago, Nadine phoned me up and asked me to say a few words about Margot and all the good things she'd done, and I was glad to do it. I've known Margot for many years, and as you know, she's the tournament chair here, and she's tireless, and she has does a great deal of everything. So I'd like to tell you a few things about her. She's the most detailed person in the world. Which is what you need in this job. If you look in the Guinness Book of Records on page 51, you will see her as the world's most organised person. She's organised us with everything during the course of the tournament. We have paperwork this thick on everything. Did you know that co-chairs are allowed 4.5 hours of sleep for the first 3 days of the tournament? This is part of the guidance we've received. Now, I also like to tell, Margot is a great partner. We've played on teams together all over the world for many years, but I have one special memory, the one time we actually played as partners together. And we have a 100% record. It was at Gatlinburg some years ago, when they were trying to beat the Vegas as having the largest regional. And so we were roped in to play in the lose and snooze. I thought, this is great. We'll put in together our weakest lineup. I'll make bad bids, and then I can go to sleep. So I played with Margot. She refused to play Ackle with me because she doesn't like any natural methods. And we sat down, and I proceeded to make one bad bid after the other. Well, Margot rescued me, and the opponents made even worse bids. And we landed up winning. So we have a 100% record. On a more serious note, I'd like to say about Margot. I've worked with Margot on sectionals, regionals, and nationals for many years, and she's absolutely tireless. With her and Nadine are the face of tournament bridge in the Washington metropolitan area, and she's worthy of whatever awards you give to her. So I was very glad to say a few words.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, David. I put him right to work, you see? That's the way to do it. Okay, now I would like to call Miller and Bruce Reeve to share a few words with you. So first Miller's going to come, and then Bruce will be coming.
I no doubt am one of the people you don't want to listen to. But some bridge players listen anyway. I just want to say a few words about a very dear friend of mine. When I came back to the Washington area from college in 1974, she had shortly arrived about the same time in this area from Tallahassee. She was one of my dearest friends, we joined the Washington Bridge League board at the same time and turned the Washington Bridge League around. Lots and lots of good ideas and lots of work for years and years. The 1984 National NABC was the first time that there was a comprehensive intermediate novice program. Now it accounts for some 20% of our attendance, lots and lots of people, and lots of excitement, lots of goodwill. But at the time, in the early 80s, there was one novice game in 10 days. Now, we had started running regular intermediate novice games at all of the sessions of our sectional. We had Edith McMullen working with us, which was lots of help, obviously, and cheap. And Nadine went to bat with the folks from Memphis, who are somewhat more recalcitrant then than they are now. Memphis is really on our side at this point, but they were not then. Got them to agree to schedule intermediate novice games over the first weekend, with the proviso that if we did not get a Mitchell on Monday afternoon, we'd pull the plug on the rest of them. And Monday afternoon, we had 40 tapes. Yeah, she's done lots and lots and lots of other very good things. She and I ran a full-time bridge club for 5 years. One of her main things is that everybody that comes in the door to the game should be able to leave feeling like they've gotten something. And that applies at the club level, it applies at the sectional, it applies at the national, and in terms of the total experience we're trying to put together for people. She's put together a fabulous manual for tournament chairs of various sized events in terms of all of the things you want that are ideal, all of the things that you really must do to run a successful tournament, some of the booby traps that you want to avoid. But many of the tournament chairs for NABCs over the past 20 years have been working from Nadine's notes, and it shows, because the NABCs as a whole all over the country are recruiting volunteers and making it seem to even the people whose bridge game wasn't as good as it might have been that day like they've gotten something out of the experience. A couple of cute stories. Nadine and I played a fair amount when in the 70s and 80s when I was a little bit more available. In fact, the first regional event that I ever won, I won with Nadine as my partner. We had a tournament in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that I was, at that point, I was just starting out as a director, and I was going to work 2.5 or 3 days on the big end of it on the weekend. So I went down a couple days early, and we played in this knockout team. Now, in those days, it wasn't a bracketed knockout where you were guaranteed to get over at a certain time. It was just one big knockout that went on until it was finished. The tournament was very, very big, and the end of every session, when we went to compare our scores, Brian Moran, who was the director in charge for the tournament, was coming by trying to see if he could possibly put me to work the next session. And at the time we won the semifinal match, he said, "Well, I guess I can finally wish you luck." But when you play with Nadine, you have to. This is another one of her prime directives, is that responder has to have full values, because partner always has the wrong hand. Anytime I've played her for a particular card, or took a slightly aggressive action, hoping that she was going to have a 14 count instead of an 11, I paid for it. That's absolutely true. And then when we were running the club, I discovered early that anytime I wanted to put a sign up on the wall advertising a special event or saying thank you to somebody for doing something, it was not right to have Nadine do it. Because she'd start out here and end up there on one line. But it doesn't only extend to using magic markers. Because one of the early regionals that we went to, we had this pile, we had the stack of signs that were all, I don't know, 24 inches by 18 or something. I don't even remember what they were advertising. But somehow Nadine ended up being the one to hang them. And the line of signs started at the door about the height of the cart there and ended up about there. In any case, one of the most fantastic workers, one of the most fantastic people I know, Nadine Wood.
So before Bruce comes up, I want to tell you, I told Margot that we were doing Nadine, and I told Nadine we were doing Margot. And we did not, we didn't lie, we just do what we say. I will tell you this. I called one of Nadine's very special friends, who many years ago I honored, and Nadine was the person to speak about her. So I called her and asked her if she was going to be here, and she wasn't. Now, I said to her, well, then could you send me a few words so that I could, read it when we're at the meeting? And she said, well, I don't have a fax, and I don't use the computer, and I really don't type. And I said, well, neither do I. But if you write the letter and call me up and dictate it to me, I will write it down and I will read it. So it's my honor and my pleasure to read this letter to you. It's here. In 1984, I went to the NABC in Washington and was bowled over by the best run, most fun NABC I had ever attended. Since I had just been appointed chairman of the 1987 Anaheim NABC, I was intent on finding the chair of the Washington one to pick a brain and learn. What a blessing. Nadine Wood was and is the ultimate consummate tournament chairman. She even wrote a book, Tournament Chairman Manual, to mentor those of us who desperately need help. Nadine has been the heart and soul of the Mid-Atlantic Conference and District 6 for many, many years. When you say, you go girl, Nadine is probably already on the way. It is a big disappointment for me not to be there for this celebration, and of course you know it's from Pat Elms.
It's really wonderful to recognize Nadine in this setting. Nadine is recognized in a lot of places. In Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Baskin-Robbins puts a sign in their window welcoming the Mid-Atlantic and Nadine Wood. Nadine does a lot for the women's team trials, the senior team trials, and all kinds of things. And I have had the pleasure of going shopping with her at Sam's Club. Nadine does not get a cart. She gets one of those low boys, you know, the dollies that stretch from here to that wall over there. And you need several cars to take the stuff home. Nadine is in Costco and Sam's Hall of Fame. The women's team trials, she does more for the people playing. I mean, if they want a cupcake, if they want a toast, whatever special needs they have, Nadine gets it. Jim Linhart, who was a member of this body for many years, recognized Nadine as the fudge lady. If you ever have an opportunity to have some of her fudge, don't miss it. I call her the crab cake lady. I've had her crabs, and that's not to be missed. Nadine has served in almost every position in bridge hierarchy, and She has one of the great jobs on the board. She's on the minutes committee, pouring through all the stuff we say and filtering it down into something that's readable. I can't imagine doing and being on that committee. After the Las Vegas Nationals, and I know many of you probably attended, we had the highest number of electric scooters running around. And Nadine had hers. And, you know, we do motions on the board, and they've got to be in the journal 30 days in advance. So I wrote up a motion that the management create a class that led to a driver's license for people having these scooters at the Nationals. And that Nadine would be the poster person for this. She had run over my foot and run into my knee on various occasions. And if you were speeding on these things, you could lose your ACBL driver's license. Another board member actually called me up and asked me, is this a serious proposal? I won't tell you what district they were from. Single-handedly, or almost single-handedly, Nadine has saved women's events in bridge. Every time some of us say, well, you know, maybe we ought to get rid of these women's events, Nadine takes out a stick and says, I won't cook anymore if you do that. I will tell you what, there is no one who deserves the thank you and the allocates as my friend and someone I dearly love, Nadine Wood.
Because somebody else wants to say a word. Now, I have to tell you, Margot, you have to come back here because I think I'm a little brain dead. Hold on. I have a certificate for you that I didn't give you, and I'm so embarrassed. But listen, that's par for the course, right? Okay, so the American Contract Bridge League National Goodwill Committee proudly recognizes and appreciates Margot Hennings for her outstanding contribution to the bridge community, her hard work, dedication, and organizational acumen have made bridge enjoyable and exciting for all who have had the pleasure of working and playing with her. Signed by Jay Baum, and yours truly. Thank you. Okay. All right. Now, I have to tell you that so many people have asked to talk for you, Nadine. But this one lady just came over. Where is she?
No, after me.
After what? After she speaks?
Yes.
Okay. Pardon me. I see. I only listen to half the statement. So would you come up, Nadine, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you weren't supposed to do this, Eileen. You always say you to other people when we honor you, so I thank all of you. I'm touched. I thank all of you for this. I don't know if it's time for me to do my added things I was going
to
do.
If you wanted to, but I just want to tell you, how could you ever imagine that I would not really take the opportunity to let you know how much you are loved and how much we know you have done. How could you ever have imagined?
Well, thank you all. Well, you know, part of my talent is getting people to help me. And yet, you know, that's my real talent, finding good people, all of you people in this room, to help me do all these things. Especially now, as I can't do everything all, you know. I don't do as much as I used to do just because of getting old. So, but I have wonderful people that help me. And I am going to go ahead. And one of the people you've already recognized, David Rodney, who, you know, it's like he's here and then he goes somewhere else. He comes back whenever he comes. We always put him to work. Well, it isn't just David. He has a wife that also goes right along with him, pulls up. Avril, I want you to stand up because you are also going to be one of my next Goodwill. I don't have a pin. I forgot, but you're going to be my next a Goodwill member along with David. And whenever I get a pin to give it to you. But anyway, that you're going to do. Now, so, now I'd also be remiss, and I was looking back at the 1984 program, and all the people who helped me then, and unfortunately about half of them are gone. And well, I miss all of them, but there are a couple people who are still with me, and one of them couldn't get down here right now, but let me tell you about. In 1984, she was one of my hospitality people. She helped with the hospitality. We had hospitality for the entire tournament. And we did that in 84 and 93. Decided this is just too much work. We can't do this anymore. And so we limited it. But at any rate, she was one of my hospitality people in 84, and at the end of the tournament, person she was engaged with said, "Honey, I love you very much, but if you ever do this again, I'll leave you." Now, by the time we got to 1993, the marriage hadn't worked out too well. So I said, "Mari, now that he's gone, how about coming, doing a hospitality night in 93? So she said, "Oh," she laughed at me and said, "Okay." And what do these good people always do when they say okay? In 2002, I lost another good friend. They keep going. 3 months before the tournament, she was going to be my workers' hospitality chairman with me. And I said, "Hey guys, I lost, will you do the workers' hospitality with me?" "Oh, of course we will. Fill in." So they did. And then here we are in 2009 doing it. So they've been with me every time. And that's to me what Goodwill people do. When you need somebody to do something, they come through and do it. Now, by the time she got to 2002, she managed to find the right person. And this was somebody I had also has been with me since 1984. And that's, he was started out being my chief head bartender. And then he disappeared to another city for a while. But even in 93, he came back and helped a little bit. And then he was here in 2002 and 2000. So, of course, it's Dan Purley here. And then his wife, Mari McCall. And they are going to be new Goodwill members. So, I'm sorry, Mari has a foot problem. And she just couldn't get down here to introduce you. I'm sorry that she couldn't, but she's already laid up and been working so hard up there that her foot flared up. So, at any rate, thank you all so much. Have a good time. And, what?
You want that place?
Okay. Avril, come up and get your... I got a pin for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I don't know. But anyway, here I am again. So I would like to read to you the certificate that we've made for you.
Okay.
The American Contract Bridge League National Goodwill Committee proudly recognizes and appreciates Nadine Wood for her enthusiastic contribution to the game of bridge and its community. With her years of service and dedication to bridge on the local, district, and national level, Nadine epitomizes the best in volunteerism in the bridge world.
Nice.
Right. So there you are. I want to tell you, I have to tell you that I remember when I first started at the Goodwill Committee, we had our meetings in one of the rooms in the hotel, and maybe 12 or 15 people were there, and Nadine was the one who gave us the food to eat. And so we were from years, that's right, and so of course now we outgrew her time and talent. She's got too many other people that she has to feed, but we're going to get her back at it one day, you'll see. We thank you for everything.
Okay.
And now I'd like to call on the little lady who asked if she could please say a few words. If you want, okay? Gail Greenberg.
Actually, the reason I asked Elaine if I could talk was I really wanted to tell you something very, very amazing about Elaine, who claims that she always tells the truth, but I caught her in a lie. Since I'm here now while Nadine is, I also do want to tell you that as far as Nadine is concerned, I have nothing but the finest food memories every time I played in the women's trials. My consolation for not qualifying or winning much of the time was the delicious food. And I always made a point if I was going to the trials to diet well in advance because I knew what was in store for me. She is very special. I've served on women's teams trials committees with her, and she is exceptional and well deserves the tribute. Thank you, Nadine. But now, you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Yo. Now, Eileen is one of my closest friends through the years. But I don't know if you've noticed that necklace that she wears around her neck. Have you seen it? It's a gold necklace with a chair on it. An empty chair. Have you ever wondered what that's all about? Let me tell you. Eileen claims that the award that she got in the Hall of Fame was only due to the marvelous contributions that she's made to all of us. And they had nothing to do with her so-called lack of bridge ability. She lied. Many years ago, I had the wonderful experience of playing with Eileen on a team in a regional in Florida, where Eileen was playing with a good friend of hers who probably knew even less at the time than Eileen did, and Judy Raven and me. And as a result of the fact that Eileen played great and we won the event, when she was looking at the score, she alone was there, and some people were looking up at the scoreboard and they said, wow, look at that. Judy Raven and Gail won the event with two empty chairs. Now, some people people might sort of feel a little insulted at that. But Eileen, being Eileen, thought that was the most marvelous thing she ever saw, went out and got this empty chair, which she's carried around ever since. And let me tell you, she was no empty chair.
I will never call you to the podium again. I learned my lesson. She was one of my first teachers, and now she taught me something else. Oh, my. But I do thank you for the story. Okay. I want to thank all the district directors for selecting such caring, capable members for this committee. Because three meetings a year is only the beginning, it's at the club level that the seeds of friendship are sown. And that's the reason I encourage you to start a unit or district goodwill committee. It will recognize more people who give so much to our game. Awarding the Goodwill Pin was started 50 years ago in 1959. It is our badge of honor, and we wear it with pride. But we also know that the Goodwill Committee is still a work in progress. And I still ask myself what the Goodwill Committee can do better. Thank you all for sharing this time with us. Have a wonderful time here for the rest of the tournament, and have a safe trip home. Thank you for coming, and let's meet in San Diego.